The climate activists who scaled the Jacques-Cartier Bridge will not be tried after a Quebec judge found last week that their rights had been violated. Olivier Roire and Jacob Pureau, linked to environmental groups Last Generation Canada and Collectif Antigone, were arrested the day they shut down the heavily trafficked bridge back in October of 2024. They were held in jail for over a week without ever seeing a judge. Last week, Judge Mary Springate condemned, quote, the prosecutor's disregard for the rights of the accused and the abusive effect that this generated. She also called the conduct shocking. I spoke to Jacob Pureau about the decision and whether he thinks the Crown will appeal. Here's our conversation. We're speaking today because the two of you are no longer going to go to trial after a judge recently found that the prosecutor in this case violated your rights. How are you feeling about that decision?
Good. That's exactly what we were hoping for. It feels like it was like an exception to the rule. Like we were expecting the system to keep treating us the way it has been treating us, which is with bad faith. And so having this judge for the first time rule in our favor feels very good.
So let's talk about the ruling, because the reason why it's not going to go forward is because this judge said the prosecutor in your case disregarded your rights, which created an abusive effect. So let's go back to October of 2024. You scale the bridge, you get arrested. I think this is where most people will sort of, the details will get fuzzy for most people who haven't been following this, but what is it that happened in those hours and those days after that this judge found so shocking?
Yeah, so the arrest, the judge found that the arrest was okay, obviously, like we did commit a crime. There was, like, none of this is out of the ordinary. It's when, at the moment where we were supposed to be released, the prosecutor at the time forced us to kind of waive away our right to a trial in the next 3 days in order for us to get released. And so we were kind of forced to be in prison for, in my case, 8 days, for Olivier, 10.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll jump in. Like, what normally happens in this kind of a case? So you know, you're an activist, let's say, and you do an action that's illegal, you get detained, you get arrested. What you're saying is, within the next several hours, normally you get released. You guys were held for over a week. That's not normal.
That's not normal, yeah. Usually, you get arrested, then they get you to the police station, and then you get released either the day of or the day after. But the prosecutor decided to say that we shouldn't be released. And in that situation, we have a right as citizens to have a trial in the next 3 days to decide in front of a judge to plead why we should be released. But in that situation, like, it goes in a specific room at the Palais de Justice. And that room is where everyone has their trials. And so because the prosecutor asked for a very long period of time in order to explain, that room was no longer available, and we had to wait 10 days before our release trial in front of a judge.
So you're saying it's a bit of a bureaucratic situation, but, you know, the judge found that the results of this were abusive. Why did she find that? Like, why did this end up having an abusive effect on you and Olivier?
Well, she said that there was an abuse because at the same time, the prosecutors said that we could be released if we accepted conditions that were against our fundamental rights. So those two conditions were not being able to protest and not being able to talk to the media or post on social media about the case. And so the prosecutor said, in order for you to get out of jail, you need to accept these illegal and anti-constitutional conditions. And so the judge agreed with us that the prosecutors kind of used prison to force us to accept illegal conditions.
And you did accept those conditions, if I'm remembering correctly, right? Like, that's why you left after 8 days and for Olivier it was 10. Like, what were the conditions in detention that, after, you know, more than a week, made you say, like, okay, even though this goes against what I believe, I'm going to sign?
Yeah, so there were multiple factors, but the guards in prison are, well, terrible. given that we had a public case, they knew who we were. They were abusive towards us physically and mentally. They were like that with everyone. They just knew our names better. But the real reason why I accepted those conditions was because I knew that Olivier would fight them. And to create this exact precedent that we managed to create last week, to kind of prove to people and to create a legal precedent where prosecutors could not do this kind of thing anymore or have more legal tools for defense lawyers across Quebec to use when prosecutors do this kind of thing. Because the judge said that this was a problem that was recurring and that the judge community and the legal community knew that prosecutors were doing these kinds of things and have been doing this for years. And so this was also a moment where the judge was like, this is not okay. Neither this prosecutor nor any prosecutor should be able to do this.
And I want you to talk about those conditions. So removing your right to protest and your right to speak to the media. I was there at Olivier's hearing after the 10 days when, again, the prosecutor tried to have these conditions hold up in front of a judge. That didn't work. But no. The argument they gave at the time was that, you know, you had set an example, basically, of criminality, and that if you were allowed to protest again, if you were allowed to speak to the media or post about your protest, this would basically be encouraging others that, you know, to do this kind of criminal act. That was it was a more technical argument than that, but that was basically what they were saying. And, you know, I guess I want to hear from you about, like, faced with this kind of rationale from the state, like, what's your response, just not even legally, but like as an activist and a person and, you know, somebody who's caring so much they're scaling a bridge for the cause that they care about?
Yeah. I mean, what we keep seeing is the legal system trying to silence people who are speaking out against a government, against a system that is killing us. Like, that is either killing us in the streets, killing us through inaction, through negligence. And so what we're seeing is a lot of people trying to fight back against this or just feel a sense of unease that the system that actually is going on cannot keep going. And so there's this level of malignance, is that a word? It's malicious from the prosecutors to try to remove our right to speak about this, because as a person, as a citizen, like, it's the fundamental thing that's what they keep telling us to do. They keep telling us, you shouldn't climb bridges, you should talk to people. And given that we had climbed the bridge, they were like, you cannot talk to people anymore, which kind of goes against their own principle of democracy. And so to me, this just proves that it's not about protecting us, it's not about protecting the people, it's not about making sure that we have a healthy society. It's about making sure that people who are talking to the media are silenced.
Quebec still has the possibility to appeal this decision. Is that something you guys are looking out for? What happens if they do?
I mean, if they appeal the decision, like, they have two things. They could try to retry us on a criminal level and give us the jury that we wanted. Or they can try to appeal the decision.
Wait, I'll just jump in here, because you said the jury that we wanted. This is something that we actually didn't go over yet in the interview, but, could you explain that further? You guys wanted a jury. The court said no. What happened there as well? That was part of the story.
Yeah, that's the second abuse of power from the prosecutors was this moment. So we were tried as big criminals. You know, like, we faced up to 10 years in prison. We were considered public threats, which is why the prosecutors said that we shouldn't be released in the first place. But that also comes with our right to choose a trial by jury. And as soon as we did that, the prosecutors said, whoops, our bad. We actually meant to try you as a summary case, so with a 2-year maximum sentence. But that removes our right to go to a trial with jury. And so what we saw was kind of them having their cake and eating it too. In the moment where they wanted to repress us, they could justify it by saying that we were international terrorists or whatever. But then when we were going to face trial, they have the ability to to remove a right to have a jury, which is also something that the judge considered an abuse of power. And she said that it goes against the concept of logic.
Now that the judge has rendered this decision, she's giving a slap on the wrist to the prosecutor in this case, saying, don't do this again. What are the next steps? You say that they can try and retry you. How would that work?
So they could try, like, the Quebec court, this case is over, but they could retry us at the Superior Court, and so go back to a trial with jury, and it's the same charges, but they can restart a case against us. But that would make them look pretty bad, given that they just spent a week trying to justify why they didn't do that, why they changed their minds. And so this is a part that would be easily contested by us, I think. But they could try to appeal the judge's decision, because this decision affects them personally, like the two prosecutors, but it also affects all prosecutors in Quebec, because it was a slap on the wrist to them, but also to everyone who does that. And from the judge's perspective, a lot of prosecutors do that in Quebec. And so I think they have a bigger incentive to appeal this decision than to retry us on a criminal charge.
So if they do appeal, if I understand correctly, they have until mid-February to submit that appeal. How are you feeling in the face of what is right now a strong message and a strong victory for you, but with maybe a bit of a black cloud hanging over of what could possibly happen later?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same feeling that's been going on for almost a year and a half now. There's always this feeling of like a Damocles sword, like hanging above our heads. But this decision was so strongly worded, and was the judge, from what I understand, the judge would not have taken this risk in her own community by going against most of her colleagues and lawyers in Quebec, if she didn't truly believe in this. And so I would be surprised if they managed to win this appeal. But I will be very relieved if the day comes and they haven't appealed it.
Do you have a message for people who are hearing you and want to get involved in, you know, more radical climate actions, but then see what it might entail in the courts? Like, what do you say to those people?
What I say is that there's a massive community of people who are willing to help out, who are willing to be there to support, that people who take action are the tip of the iceberg of the people who are part of this community and make it possible for us to do this kind of thing. And so whether or not we can be arrested, whether or not we have 5, 10, 50 hours a week to give to the cause, there's a need for everyone. And usually the people who could be helping out but stop themselves because they feel like they're not enough or can't contribute enough, they're the people we need the most, because they're the people that actually care enough about this to ask themselves these questions. And so don't hesitate to reach out to local groups. They will be so happy to welcome you in. They need you more than you could think.
Jake Kapiro, thank you so much for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That was climate activist Jacob Pirro, who will not be tried following a judge's decision that the prosecutor violated his rights in the Jacques Cartier Bridge Climbers case. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.